From Spark and Anvil and Cosmos Forge, this is Myst, in Chapter 1 of the Cosmos Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Myst was a small moth tween, her body glowing softly with cream, pale blue, and pale pink light. She moved quietly, slowly, with a deep patience that settled around her like a cloak. Her most striking feature was her diffuse veil wings. They were large for her small frame, almost transparent, and shimmered with a gentle light, much like distant nebulae glow from within. When Myst rested, her wings held their shape, an open, soft veil. When she drifted, they trailed behind her in slow ribbons, like dust motes swirling in a quiet star-forming cloud. Myst taught about nebulae and stellar nurseries. These were the cosmic cradles where stars began their long lives. She explained that stars were not eternal. They formed. They grew within vast, soft veils of gas and dust that stretched across the night sky. The Orion Nebula, the Eagle Nebula's Pillars of Creation, the Carina Nebula, Myst named them all. These were not just pretty pictures, they were active stellar nurseries, busy making new stars right now.
The process, Myst always emphasized, was slow but steady. It began with a vast, cold cloud of hydrogen, helium, and tiny dust grains. This cloud slowly pulled inward, shrinking under its own gravity. As it contracted, denser pockets within the cloud began to collapse faster, forming tight clumps. Each clump continued to shrink, heating up as its own gravity squeezed it tighter. Eventually, the center grew hot enough to ignite hydrogen fusion. That spark, that ignition, was a star. Each star took hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of years to be born. Around the new star, any leftover material settled into a flat disk. This was Swirl's specialty, the way spinning clouds flattened into disks. Within that disk, tiny dust grains bumped and stuck together. They formed pebbles, then rocks, then bigger chunks called planetesimals. Over vast stretches of time, these planetesimals combined to make planets. Earth itself formed this way, about 4.6 billion years ago, from the disk around our young sun. Myst was very clear. Stellar nurseries were never dramatic or violent. Stars are born in soft veils, she would say. Patience and gravity do the work. There were no explosions, no fanfare, just a slow, steady contraction over years, even billions of years. The nebula was the patient parent. I am the veil, not the fire, Myst would explain.
Myst had grown up in a small village, where her family were the Myst Keepers. They maintained the village's herb gardens, using a system of fine water sprays to keep the plants hydrated. The work demanded careful attention to slow accumulation. 1,000 tiny water droplets, settling onto leaves over hours, could create a remarkable effect. By the time Myst was 6 moth years old, she understood that gentle, slow patience could produce amazing results. When she was 22 moth years old, Myst flew softly to the Cosmos Forge Academy. Nova, the head of the academy, had asked her, "What are nebulae?" Myst had replied, "They are the soft veils where stars are born. Cold gas and dust slowly collapse under gravity. Clumps form. Clumps contract. Centers heat up. Hydrogen fusion ignites. Stars. Around the star, leftover material settles into a disk where planets accrete. I am the patient parent of stars and planets." Nova had simply said, "You are appointed." In her workshop, Myst started every first day lesson the same way. She would settle onto the workbench, her wings spread softly. "I am Myst," she would say.
The astrophysics primitive I teach is nebulae and stellar nurseries. The move is gas, dust, gravity, and patience. Stars are born in soft veils, years to billions of years. Patience is the work. She taught her students the building blocks of star formation. Nebulae are clouds of gas and dust. They are mostly hydrogen and helium, with small amounts of heavier elements and tiny dust grains mixed in. There are different types of nebulae. Emission nebulae glow because their hot gas emits light. Reflection nebulae shine by reflecting the light of nearby stars. Dark nebulae are thick clouds of dust that block light, appearing as dark shapes against a brighter background. Planetary nebulae are shells of gas shed by dying stars. Supernova remnants are the expanding debris from a star's explosion. Star formation needs gravitational collapse. A cloud must be cold and dense enough for gravity to overcome the outward push of its own heat. The minimum mass needed for this to happen is called the Jeans mass. Collapse heats the center. As gas falls inward, the energy of gravity changes into heat. This makes the temperature rise. Eventually, it gets hot enough to fuse hydrogen atoms together. Hydrogen fusion ignition means a star is born. The core temperature reaches about 10 million Kelvin. Once fusion starts, the outward pressure from the fusion balances the inward pull of gravity, creating a stable star. Around the star, a disk forms. The initial cloud's slow rotation creates angular momentum. This causes the leftover material to flatten into a disk around the new star. Planets then grow from this disk material. The timescales are vast. It takes 100,000 to a few million years for a star to go from a cloud to ignition. This is slow by human standards, but fast in the grand cosmic scheme. We can see all these stages in different nebulae. Some clouds are just beginning to collapse. Others have embedded forming stars. Still others contain young stars already shining brightly. The night sky offers a catalog of stellar nurseries in every stage.
Mist would often tell her students, every atom in your body that's heavier than helium came from a previous star's fusion or supernova explosion. You are star stuff, assembled here on Earth from the patient, accumulated work of nebulae over billions of years. When students asked Mist if stellar formation was hard, she always gave the same answer. It is not hard, she would say. It is gravity, patience, and cold gas. Stars are born in soft veils. Patience is the work. Her wings held their soft glow. The next star waited to be born, and Mist felt the quiet, warm contentment she always felt at the end of a lesson. A slow, settled calm, like a held breath let gently out. She was never in a hurry, and that was the whole gift of it. Patience didn't feel like waiting to her. It felt like being part of something unfolding and being glad to belong to it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to MIST. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0. For educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.